K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer here early on this Wednesday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, October 15th, 2025, halfway through the month of October. It's the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Yeah, early in the morning a little bit to record today's podcast here, which will come out probably around 11:30, 12 o'clock, half hour of course, obviously, here. As K-State Volleyball will be getting busy tonight as they begin a long road trip. And it'll be against Baylor here. And we're going to also here fit in the time slot for the K-State KU game next weekend in Lawrence, Kansas. Again, it's your very first time on this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the show. Make sure you do go ahead, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Yes, sir, 99.2% of the time, y'all be first to notify about it. And I'll be working, yes, for my apologies, I'll be working on getting my recent episode over on the Podbean app, GREER, number 3, EDD Idea Prospects Podcast. Again, that is GREER, number 3, EDD Idea Prospects Podcast, or more K-State content. Yeah, I recorded an episode before I went to Omaha, Nebraska last weekend. It has not been posted yet, so that is going to be one of the things I'm going to be working on today for y'all. So my apologies for that. Yeah, my schedule has been screwed up from the last week and a half or so. So I'm, not quite there, back to, I wouldn't say normal just yet, but definitely working on getting back towards at least the quote-unquote normalcy anyways of the everyday abilities here of EG3 Eddie Greer III. Yeah, K-State coming off K-State Women's Volleyball, we're going to discuss here for a minute, brief minute here, folks, taking on Baylor tonight on the road, kicking off a I had to double check this for myself for a little bit. This is going to be the start of a 5 road game match road swing for the K-State Women's Volleyball team. Obviously, they're coming entering this 5 game road trip with 10-4 overall this year. Jason Mansfield, let's let everybody know real quick, Jason Mansfield, head coach of women's volleyball team, right? His third season, obviously, and led by the Big Three, Shady Myers, Anaya Clinton, who came on, had a probably her best game of the season against that sweep over Texas Tech. And then you have Ava LeGrand as well. Would have been, obviously, other your X factors coming into play as well. So they're entering this 10-4 overall so far here in 2025 and 3-3 in Big 12 play. And, of course, they're going to be taking on Baylor here. Baylor, this is a top 20. This is, they're going to be taking on another top 25 opponent this time. And in Lady Bears, which come in this matchup here, of course, they're the home team, of course, ranked 20th in the volleyball top 20, in the top 25 there, 9-6, coming in 4-3 in the conference play. So, again, when you look at this, K-State, they play up to their abilities now. They play up to their abilities now. They have a shot because, well, we've seen it here this year. They've beaten some great teams this year here in this calendar year to this point, anyways, the fall calendar for K-State. So I think it's going to be they've been battle tested already, and this is going to really test the volleyball team here. It's 5 match road swing here beginning tonight, and of course they're taking on, I think we talked about this over the weekend or on probably what was the postcast of the Texas Tech, which that has not come out yet. That probably roll out at some point. Maybe y'all gonna get 2 episodes tonight here in the show. So look out for that. I have not posted any of the postcasts yet from the weekend, of course. And things are going to be picking up here beginning with this Baylor game tonight for K-State Women's Volleyball. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here on this Wednesday, the 15th of October, 2025, getting y'all set for K-State Baylor. And I'm hopefully here tomorrow at some point to record a postcast. I should be able to do that. So with my training schedule here winding down for the half marathon coming up here, which I'll get to that on the EG3 podcast at some point this weekend. So yeah, man, we'll get it all squared away. We'll figure it out. But yeah, tonight it is volleyball on tap for K-State of Athletics as they're going to be taking on the number 20th ranked Baylor Bears. 80 grid to 30. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Yeah, I did see, trying to rewind all the way back here. What did I see here? That's not what I saw there. Yeah, so on the flip side of the corner here this morning, folks, K-State football, right? Yes, so we do know the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 2025 of the football game, for the football matchup with 2-2 Big 12 teams. That, yes, that is K-State and Kansas, KU, right? So the Big 12 Conference did announce back on Monday, and apparently TNT Sports was on this as well. So TNT tried to get on this a little bit. They announced the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 2025 will be, well, obviously next weekend. This is going to be on TNT. Ooh. 11 a.m. kickoff in Lawrence, the new quote-unquote rejuvenation of Dave Boost Memorial Stadium. We're going to call it, that's what we're going to roll by. It's not exactly new yet, KU. It's not you yet. But so next Saturday, early slate, 11 a.m., 2025 edition, gridiron style, Kansas State, KU. And there, again, I have mentioned this a lot here on the Pro Bunch Podcast this fall. Up until this point, I'm going to keep on saying, there's been a lot of chatter about, you know, oh yeah, Kansas got this game, KU got this. Well, we're going to find out. We'll see. But K-State, yeah, they're coming off of beating a great TCU team during homecoming weekend there. A great win. Still some things they need to clean up before this game. And it's funny enough that both teams got a bye. But the difference is KU got smacked around by Texas Tech last weekend. So they're going to try to bounce back from that. But hopefully, as far as me goes, you know, I have not seen this team. And I'm putting this out there. So, again, but on the same side, I've said it. I kept myself pretty safe on this, that I'm prepared to see us lose, but I want to see us beat Kansas again. but again, the storyline here, as I'll probably bring up all up until this point, right? Kansas have had plenty of chances in last 2 years, especially last year. Really, you go back to the year before, we were in Lawrence last time because they had all that hype and all that other stuff. You know, I like to shut up one person as well. I'm not going to call him out by name yet. But he knows what I'm talking about. So yeah, over there with his big mouth. And on social media, so we'll see about that. But anyways, yeah, so yeah, early slate of games, and that's what we get, of course, because this is probably going to be heading in one of the bigger matchups of the 2025 season before this even started, because before K-State sucked early, right? And so it is what it is, because K-State with all his expectations, they're gonna fail the expectations. So we're gonna cover that, unless again, if this TCU win can spark some things. But again, they got to clean some things up, including still giving up big plays. That is what I'm worried about. Getting a big plays. Jalen Dang, you still have to play against the Perry Ellis of college football over there in Kansas. That's Jalen Daniels. Somebody brought that up. I think it was C-Dot over on the drive. And I quote him on that one because he said that, or somebody said that. Either he or Robert. I'm pretty sure C-Dot said that. But yeah, man. So 11 o'clock K-State Nation. For those of you going to be it's a short drive, obviously, from Manhattan. Obviously, a short drive from Kansas City. You're a Kansas State fan. Again, make sure you subscribe to this very podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, baby. So look, man. It's going to be something. It's not a night game. So there's that. So last two games have been in prime time games, and of course both of those had KU had opportunities to beat K-State. They didn't do it, so we'll see. I mean, there's been a lot about hearing mouth after mouth about, you know, this is KU's opportunity. I mean, we have heard that before. I mean, so especially this year. So I mean, look, I'm not gonna sit here and I'm gonna throw down the gauntlet right now. I'm not gonna sit here and pick KU, obviously. You know that. I know I've been picking against K-State all year for obvious reasons, right? But K-State proved me wrong last week. showing up with the urgency that we've heard that word several times over the past couple weeks from head coach Chris Klieman of the football team. So it just comes down to them wanting it more than KU. That's just the bottom line. This is a rivalry game. Obviously, a rivalry game. And the K-State wants to keep that cup in Manhattan, Kansas next weekend. As again, both teams have a bye week this weekend. So it's going to be a matter of who comes the most prepared. And that is no excuse. You have no excuse to be ready for this game. Avery Johnson, Garrett Oakley come off of a huge game himself. Defense, Des Purnell, your Big 12 player of the week on the defensive side of the ball, playing his best ball yet for K-State so far. So it just comes down to 1-2. It comes down to 1-2. And K-State, this could be a start of stacking wins. Again, you're in the second half of the year. It's time. It's go time. It's go time. Especially, you want to go at least get bowl eligible. Because now, I said, that was the big question. Can a K-State football team get bowl eligible? Well, you got one of those wins that was probably going to be a loss in a loss column in TCU last week. Now, all right, let's go ahead and get, now let's focus on getting best prepared. So when we get down to Lawrence, that early kickoff, and I think this is the second time in the last, gotta say, handful of years, because I know when I was a student working for the elite student radio station at K-State, shout out 91.9 Wildcat, 91.9, baby. Shout out to those students over there that continue to do awesome work over there, making history this football season, going all the way to Ireland and broadcasting that football game. Unfortunately, that we lost, so there's that. But one of the positives this year, K-State, the student radio station that I participated in while I was at K-State, going over to Ireland and broadcasting that game, that is kudos to y'all. Y'all continue to step up your game. Find a way to step up y'all game each and every year. I have been blown away and very happy to be part alum of the student radio. I did not expect to talk about the student radio station, but here I am saying that here on this Wednesday edition of the Pearl Project podcast. So yeah, that was the big news. Yeah, so TNT, looks like TNT will have this game broadcasted there. And more on this game as we go in and next week, obviously, here. I'm not going to break it all down right now, but Kansas obviously leads the overall all-time series 64-53-5. Well, if you go like the last handful of years in recent history, K-State has owned KU, and hopefully we can own another chapter at the end, come around 2:30 next Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're our podcast found free and available daily. A chance to record K-State content again. If you're not subscribed to this everyday podcast, please do so. We're working around some things right now, but we're getting K-State content to you whenever we can. But we're still on that line every single day for y'all. So definitely make sure y'all tap in to this podcast, subscribe, and hit the alarm bell every time we update your content. Y'all will be first to know notified about it. So be on the lookout for this around noon, somewhere around there. And of course, K-State Baylor will have a postcast for you. I'll record that tomorrow morning for sure and get that out as well. And of course, soccer plays, I think, later on this week as well. But K-State women's volleyball is on deck. Of course, I already talked about the Podbean app, Greer 3's podcast over there, and I'll be working on posting that latest edition up there and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Salem, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.